A new study by marketing researcher Robin Soster at the University of Arkansas, in collaboration with colleagues from University of Texas at Austin and University of South Carolina, uses virtual dollars and short films to confirm the so-called bottom dollar effect, which is when a consumer satisfaction for a product decreases as the consumer's budget is exhausted. I asked Robin Soster if she would like to come to the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss her work. You bet your bottom dollar she did.
That's actually, believe it or not, an idiom that started in the United States, bet your bottom dollar. And basically it meant who would take the bet. If you push all your chips into the bet, you're only going to do that if you know the outcome is going to be positive, right? And so it does kind of relate to this, because what we're saying is when people spend their bottom dollars, that they actually are less satisfied with the product. So yes, I would say that it definitely ties into our bottom dollar effect, because your expectations, perhaps, when you put in that last money, is that you better get a good outcome from spending your bottom dollar.
What happens if you don't get a good outcome?
Well, so in all of our studies, we actually had very positive products. And we just saw a decrease in satisfaction for positive products. We haven't tested it for things that people didn't like. So based on our theory, my prediction would be that people would like it less, right? They would be even more frustrated if they got a bad outcome and had spent their last dollar on something. But we don't know. We haven't tested that yet. That's on the horizon.
So you looked at fun things. One of the things I saw cited was a movie.
Right. So for most of our studies, we actually had people earn money that they spent in an online film festival. And so we showed them some really great two-minute films. And so they would purchase the film, they would watch the film. Immediately after watching it, they would tell us what they thought about it, if they liked the movie, things like that. And then they would go on and purchase another film. So we had a series of purchases where they bought really some pretty fun films that they watched, and everyone saw the same film. The people who had spent the last of their credits that they had earned liked the film less than people that had enough credits left to purchase another movie after viewing that one.
Interesting.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we think it's kind of an interesting effect. I mean, it does feel differently if you pull out your wallet and you're spending the very last of what you have, right? I don't know about you, but I try to keep some cash on hand. And spending the last of that money means that I don't have it anymore. So our theory, and we tested this, and this is what happened, actually, was that it hurt more. Psychological pain of putting down your very last dollar, it felt worse than spending that wasn't that last bit.
Well, I know, like paying the water bill when you only have, maybe $50, and then having to pay that water bill, and then you have nothing. I mean, that's not a fun purchase like the movie,
right,
that you were talking,
right,
about, but it's a necessary purchase. I mean, I'm not going to get any satisfaction out of that, whatsoever.
My co-author, Andy Gershoff, and I always talk about the fact that it might work differently for those things that we need. So we did look at hedonic purchases, which a lot of marketing researchers look at these types of purchases. But we have also discussed those purchases that bring you kind of just to neutral. So buying tires for your car, right? You just need those. It's not something fun. You're not getting any benefit. I mean, you are getting a benefit, but you're not feeling the pleasure of that consumption. So we tried to look at things where there was some sort of pleasurable consumption so that we could look at satisfaction, right? Everyone, when they pay their utility bill, they're probably not going to say, I feel fantastic about this water that I will receive this month, right?
Right. Totally not. Well, so you found a group and organized this kind of online way to pay them, and then
right,
ways
exactly,
for them to spend their money.
So this was kind of an interesting thing about our research. A lot of marketing researchers will look at kind of scenario-based studies. So you'll tell people a story and you'll ask them, oh, what would you choose? Or how do you think you would feel about that transaction? And that's a problem. We really wanted to test satisfaction. You can't test satisfaction by asking someone, do you think you would like this movie? So we came up with a protocol in which we had people do tasks, and they earned credits for this film buying festival. Then they spent them. Then they rated the movie. And that actually hasn't been done a lot in the field where people really measure satisfaction. You know, not these broad surveys with J.D. Power. Clearly they're measuring satisfaction. But this was in the moment how they felt about a product that they had just purchased. And we recruited participants from an online panel. And so they did a survey online to earn the money and watch the movies.
Did you find that if somebody only had, I mean, I don't know how much the movies cost or how much money they had, but if somebody only had $4 and the movie cost $3.50, that they're less inclined to spend that $3.50? Did anybody hold on to that $3.50?
So in our studies, they weren't given the choice. Mm-hmm. Other research has looked at people's propensity to spend the last of their resources. So there have been some findings that have shown that you're less likely to buy spend on non-necessities between paychecks. You get your paycheck, you spend on these fun things. In between paychecks, slowly your consumption decreases of those types of things. So we actually didn't have them get right to the, you know, we didn't leave them with 50 cents in their pocket. We could test that. I mean, that's something that, you know, future researchers might want to look at. Where is that inflection point? Do I have to have enough left to make another movie purchase? Or just does having some sort of resource in my pocket make me at least feel like I've got something I can spend in the future?
Well, I know. I mean, when I get paid, I definitely go down my list and, you know, I mean, I pay all my bills, but then I do some fun things too. You know, I'll go and, I don't know, buy makeup or, you know, I mean, things that aren't necessary.
Right.
And I mean, towards the end of the month, I'm not doing that quite so much. But it does make getting paid that much more fun.
For sure, right? We haven't looked at the top dollar effect.
Is that what that is? Okay.
Maybe. That's another thing we've talked about. Is it possible that you would just enjoy it so much more because it's not painful at all making that purchase because you're flush. You've got a ton of resources. What we do show in our studies is there was no difference in satisfaction between the top dollar spending and the spending right before running out. It was only in those cases where we ran out that it was, you know, that it fell down. Now, that might be because our movies that we got were really just fun and creative and, you know, arty.
So we didn't look at, say, I get paid on Friday and it's Tuesday and, okay, I decide I can go to the movies on Tuesday because I know I'm getting paid on Friday.
Right. So we tested that too. So we looked at people that were running out. And we told them they were getting more money in their budget the next day. And for those people, the bottom dollar effect did go away. They weren't as concerned because they knew, hey, tomorrow I'm going to get more. Interestingly, for people that had money, when we told them they were getting paid a week later, they actually started behaving like the people that were spending their last dollars. You know, so they were thinking, wait a second, I've got to make this money remaining in my budget last for a week. I've just spent a good bit of it today. How am I going to be able to do that? So we actually show that you're right. When we know we're getting paid, we can kind of erase that bottom dollar effect from our minds because I know I'm going to get more resources. It's imminent.
Well, and so as marketers, is it better maybe to try to diminish that bottom dollar effect and maybe promote something around payday?
Yeah. So one definite implication for marketers that are trying to sell a product, if, for example, it's a new product, you want people to have a really positive feeling after they consume it. So they'll tell people, you know, word of mouth, and so they'll buy it again. And so one thing about that is if you can really advertise the product heavily, perhaps at the beginning of the month when we're flush or when we have a lot of money to spend, or right around when people get back their tax money, right, the refunds. That's a good time to promote the product just through advertising, get people to buy the product. Towards the end of the month, or maybe the 15th, it kind of depends on your customer, people tend to start running out of money. At that point, maybe offering coupons or promotions of percents off of the price, at least it would lessen the pain, which is what drives this bottom dollar effect. It lessens the pain of parting with the money if you're getting a good deal on the purchase.
Were people less likely to spend the next time?
We actually looked at how long it took them to choose the movie that they chose. They all had to purchase the movie. And, you know, really, when you run experiments like that, for control purposes, at least in most of our experiments, we had them earn credits that could only be used in the film festival. So we didn't have people that were like, oh, I'm going to hang on to these credits because I'll use them for nothing, right? But it does suggest that you would be less likely to spend just because it hurts to spend, right? So you would rather hold on to that money.
Well, you mentioned, before we started recording, the $4 that you had for the coffee.
Right.
And, you know, the next time you only have $4 in your pocket, do you think about that a little bit? Do you consider it a little bit longer? Like, do I really want this coffee?
So that's an excellent question because we haven't looked at that. But it's kind of the same thing from a managerial perspective. If your satisfaction is low, you might not be likely to buy the product again. It might hurt your loyalty to the brand if this time, for some reason, and you just can't put your finger on it, you like the product less. So it should make you less likely to spend. Maybe it would make you try a different product that time. Maybe instead of the latte, which, you know, a latte that costs $4 and I spent my last $4, maybe it tasted not as good to me for some reason. So maybe the next time I get, you know, a Mayan mocha.
Or just a plain coffee.
Or just a plain coffee, right. And I've got my $2 that I can spend on something else.
Right. Why has this not really been researched very much before?
So I think part of it is this protocol we came up with where people actually earned the resources and spent them. People haven't tried it like that. And a lot of this research, this area, it's called mental accounting. And it's about psychological accounts that you create. So it's very tough to test. It's very tough to ask people, why do you like this less? Why would you behave differently? Because it's all mental accounts. So it's very hard for them to put their finger on exactly why they feel the way they feel. So a lot of the research in this area has been done through scenario-based studies where they might say Mr. A spent his last $4 on a latte. Mr. B still had $4 after he bought his latte. Who do you think is happier, Mr. A or Mr. B? It should be Mr. B. But the research has really looked more at choice and decision instead of this very important downstream consequence, which is well-being or satisfaction with the product, loyalty, likelihood to repurchase, things like that. And actually, one of my co-authors, Bill Bearden, is quite an expert in this area. So it kind of makes sense that we're looking at this satisfaction as our measure that we're most interested in.
Robin Soster is an assistant professor of marketing in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just think.